Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sammy the Centipede Goes to the Chiropractor by Maria Luxinger is a short English-language children's wellness book published in 2017 as part of the Sammy the Centipede series. Illustrated by Joe Pomisano, it was designed to introduce young readers to chiropractic care in a simple and approachable way. The book uses a friendly centipede character to make an unfamiliar health topic less intimidating and to help children understand what a chiropractic visit is meant to do. Its core purpose is educational rather than clinical. It presents wellness in a child-centered format that parents, teachers, and caregivers can use to start conversations about body care, health routines, and positive attitudes toward preventive care. With its brief length and straightforward presentation, the book fits the picture book format while also serving as a guided introduction to a specific aspect of healthcare. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a children's picture book built around chiropractic education. The book's most distinctive feature is that it turns a specialized health topic into a child-friendly picture book. Rather than explaining chiropractic care in technical terms, it frames the subject through a simple story format that is easier for young readers to follow. This matters because children often encounter health experiences without understanding what will happen, which can create hesitation or fear. By presenting chiropractic care in a familiar narrative structure, the book lowers that barrier and gives children a basic mental model of a visit. The format also suits caregivers who want to introduce the topic gradually, since the language and length are manageable for read-aloud use. In this way, the book functions less like a medical explanation and more like an educational bridge between everyday children's literature and wellness literacy. That combination makes it unusual within the picture book category, where healthcare is not often the central subject. Secondly, Sammy the Centipede as a reassuring guide for young readers. The use of Sammy the Centipede is important because the character gives the book a warm and non-threatening entry point into a potentially unfamiliar experience. The centipede is memorable, visually distinctive, and playful enough to hold a child's attention, which helps the book teach without feeling instructional in a rigid way. The character also creates emotional distance from the clinical setting, making it easier for children to observe the experience rather than feel personally anxious about it. That is a useful strategy in early wellness books, where tone often matters as much as content. Instead of centering a doctor or a patient in a realistic medical scene, the story uses an animal character to normalize the visit and make it feel safe. This approach reflects a common strength in children's educational literature. A mascot-like figure can carry information while keeping the mood gentle, readable, and familiar. Sammy, therefore, works as both a storytelling device and a learning aid. Thirdly, reducing uncertainty around a first chiropractic visit. A practical function of the book is to reduce uncertainty before a child experiences chiropractic care in real life. Children often respond strongly to the unknown, especially when a health appointment involves physical examination or new surroundings. The book addresses that problem by presenting the idea of a chiropractic visit in advance, giving children a basic sense of what the experience is for. This kind of preparation can be valuable even when the child does not need detailed anatomical knowledge, because familiarity itself can lower anxiety. The book does not appear to aim at treatment education or symptom explanation. Instead, it focuses on the experience of the visit and the general idea of caring for the body. That makes it especially useful for families who already work with chiropractors and want a simple way to prepare children for an appointment. Its value lies in anticipation and normalization, not in technical depth, which is appropriate for its intended age group. Fourthly, part of a broader wellness series for early health awareness, the book is the first title in the Sammy the Centipede series. And that series framing is significant because it shows the book is part of a larger educational project about healthy living. The available information indicates that the series addresses wellness topics for children, which suggests a consistent teaching goal across multiple books. In that context, this title serves as an entry point into a broader idea children can learn about health through age-appropriate stories, rather than through abstract lessons alone. The series model also helps position the book as reusable in classrooms, libraries, and family reading settings, where one title can lead naturally to another topic in the same style. This continuity is important because health education for children works best when it is repeated in accessible forms. By presenting chiropractic care as one topic among a larger wellness set, the book avoids making the subject feel isolated or overly specialized. Instead, it places body care within a larger pattern of healthy living. Lastly, a concise, parent-friendly tool for opening health conversations. Because the book is brief and straightforward, it is well-suited to adults who want a practical way to start conversations about wellness with children. Parents and teachers do not need a long lesson plan to use it effectively. the book itself provides a simple entry point for discussion. That is important in early childhood education, where the goal is often comprehension and comfort rather than detailed mastery. The book can help adults explain that healthcare visits are part of caring for the body and that not every appointment is something to fear. It also supports shared reading, which can make the topic feel collaborative rather than instructional or corrective. Compared with more general children's health books, its specificity is a strength. It focuses on one real-life experience and handles it in plain language. That narrow focus gives the book practical value, since it can be used exactly when a family is preparing for a chiropractic appointment or introducing wellness habits more broadly. In conclusion, Sammy the Centipede Goes to the Chiropractor is best suited for young children, parents, caregivers, teachers, and literacy advocates who want a calm, accessible introduction to chiropractic care. Its main benefit is not medical detail but emotional preparation. It helps children recognize a chiropractic visit as a normal part of wellness rather than something mysterious or alarming. For adults, the book offers a simple read-aloud tool that can support conversation, reduce anxiety, and make healthcare feel more familiar. For educators, it fits neatly into early wellness or community helper lessons because it connects a real-life health service with a child-friendly character and format. What makes it stand out from other children's health books is its narrow and practical focus. Many books touch on general hygiene, nutrition, or exercise, but this one addresses chiropractic care directly, which is uncommon in picture books. That specificity gives it clear use value for families already engaged with chiropractic treatment. At the same time, its series structure suggests a broader educational purpose around healthy living, making it more than a one-off story. In a crowded children's wellness category, its strength is clarity, simplicity, and direct relevance to a specific health experience. If you would like to support Maria Luxinger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.